Very strong Lashon. This is somebody who's mezalzel in tizidayim. So kafachayim and I'm gemal kaza shaylo. That which it says mezalzel in tizidayim. Does that mean they mezalzel in tizidayim one time, or does it mean they mezalzel in tizidayim a kaseri that came out? So he tells so. Says Rashi and Seita brings down that mezalzel in tizidayim shachad tomid ablin tizidayim like kanaylam. However, the recham mechay misa. The lesson Rashi is that something which you do tomid, then it's going to be a problem. I think when Shabbos says that some of these that Einish is, they come with the Anias. There's two different Einshin. So Taisa says over there and say that the Zilzil Shema Zalzaba Tamar Einshe Akira the Anias, the Kashem and Misa de Nachash. Taisa says that the two different Einshin, there's Anias and there's Misa de Nachash. He's saying that the Zalzal, which is Tamar, is worse than Misa de Nachas. So he says, Mashi de Vitesis. That was not like Rashi. That's Rashi's Mashma that Mzalza means Mzalza Batamid. Taisis Mashma, not Mzalza Batamid, then you have Misa de Nachas. Mzalza Batamid, then it's ancient Yosef that it's Aeneas, Aeneas Kashmi Misa de Nachas. Kitzma says, Machalik Rashi Taisis, whether the Chimer Adavar is only if you do it Tamid, or only if you do it once in a while. Now he says, the Shekhan Aruch, which puts together puts everything together, right? Your Anias, Nekam Elam, puts everything all together. Sounds more like Rashi. That's going to be more in a Kasedidika thing, and there aren't Chalukim between and the Sugas. It's all going to be the same thing. And if first is Miunira, Hadam Tzichon Tamid, so the Valley sees the Pesach like Rashi is Dafka Tamid. So Hadam Tzichon Tamid is Dafka Mishin Nutta Machos Atzlus. It's only going to do Machos Atzlus. Mishim is scavenging laver. If he's tam, you're lazy. You're in a place. It's like, ugh, it's a slop. So you don't do it. But somebody who's scavenging laver, and the chishlus chachamim, the nigger mezazel for the b'machas v'chayv kolinchin. Shem mezazel ak kanshen b'kitzur. It brings down from the Mata Yosef, I guess, the Smadisha, that if you mezazel because the chishlus chachamim, rather that's called a zazel. And he's saying a chiddush. Rashi says tamid. He said, that just means we do machmas atzlus. If we do machmas, like, you know, chishin l'chamim, that's called mezazel, you know, tanya v'la inshin, tzach l'dil l'nashim, sh'enet n'diyam k'yish harbi, sh'en l'ach b'lent yistayim, to let the women know about this halacha. But he definitely saying a chiddush, because the post p'shad Rashi is k'kviyas, he's saying, no, it depends why you're doing it.
Is it only tiyosid? I mean, before davening, before
sudo? No, it's the background where this man is talking about that before.
I'm saying that the pasuk of Rashi is even if he's doing it l'hachis.
It's only we do it, Tommy. The Psad is a very chum de gecha. I know she's saying over here, right? You're not going to be able to do it. So, if a one time thing, if she does say it's not, you'll find it's only when it's like said to the content. Fine. So, if you had to bring down the email, the Sherem Harbe, there's an Indy take a shafa. Because it says, Ani Mashi Yodde, Belay Chafni, Maya Havali, Mali Chafni, Bitivusa, and wash Beshafa, and God Beshafa. So, the question is, like, what's like my high? So the thing of washing Beshafa is taking a lot of water and washing yourself. And, what's the grace of Maila, such a thing? So the Bichacha says that it's only a Maila if you're doing it like in halachic reason. You know, if you're doing it in order to go ahead, you want to get the water like all over the place, so believe suffix, and then there's a Maila. The Stamzoi just to take 3 gallons of water to go ahead and wash it. So, like, you know, Mechadeza. So brother, that's fine, Befrat, like, you know, when it's shortage of water in Tisrael, like, you know, a lot of times it shows, you know, there's been Kufins, right, so there's a major shortage of water. Now they buy, I'm saying, but these for the Arabs and sell to them. It's just time to, you know, to waste water. Because the Chachamon says only when it's a Maila and Halacha, that you're getting all over the place, so, you know, you have to wash a lot of water, get all over the place, and that's Tamazah. So brother, Mukach is Chaylik, no, it's a Maila, Mayim B'Shafa. And he wants to say that there would be such a Maila. Now, we wash Beshafa, our cups. You know, those Megavasa cups we have are like about 7 Revi'asim, 6 Revi'asim. You know, that's like Shafa. You know.
In a plastic cup.
In olden days, plastic was fixed. In olden days, they did now probably whatever, because you know how hard it was to get water. You know, the one they slept it from the well, they brought it. They weren't just like taking 7 Revi'asim and just like chucking out of water. and spilling that sick. That's what they've been out in frat. Like, it makes somebody work hard and have it as parach, and it's time to go ahead and be machmer. But if there's you have to wash them out, that b'shafa yitzah, and there's no issues. We'll get the plastic cup in a second. The car brings down. It's a filal. If you have to work from the tila, come to the bracha of the siyasan. The minig is you'll make a bracha after the tila. Why? Because since the hands are in the kiyas, therefore you make a bracha after you wash your hands. I mean, okay, that's what the Rabbi says. The Ramah says, like, Abam, you make the bracha before Nigniv, because Nigniv is the chedek of the mitzvah, Mikrav is siyasam, the Marmon is like Ramah, that you wash your hands, and afterwards you make the bracha before you dry them. Agam, the din we're going to see in the Hamshach about is just after you wash your hands, it's supposed to be right away, and it should be mapsik, so it's brought down that some say, if you wait 22 hours, that's called hafsek. The taste is 22 hours, called hafsek, which is about 11 seconds.
For the breakfast cannon also, they bring it.
So, like, that's, like, very, very challenging. So, if you have a family washing, so it doesn't really work out. So, you could do a mahalach. The pshat is that you're the father, you wash less. You go down mahalach, like now you won't get the kiyam, so at least you'll get the kiyam. That's one mahalach you could do. Surah, that might not be, depending on the house and how things are run. Maybe the father should go first. That the 22 amos starts from the bracha, from the nigav and the bracha. So you can wait to wash, as I wash, I wait a little bit. And then other people wash, and then I dry my, make the bracha, dry my hands, and that's when the 22 amos kick in. So anyhow.
Practically speaking, it doesn't give for that much time, because you have to make the bracha before the hands are dry, no?
Oh, it doesn't take 7 minutes to wash, I don't think so.
Some places it does take.
We say?
It does.
But akopanim, yeah. So, if somebody didn't wash somebody, so what's the reason why? Because the nigunav is a chilek mitzvah, therefore, And there was a discussion in Bizman Hazeh that we watch with Revius. So the question is, how much is the Niga really a chilek of a mitzvah? In other words, in the olden days, where if you wash Revius, you have to take off the mind, which is Tommy. But nowadays, we're washing with Revius. So Mishra brings down, even according to the Afashek Revius of Bazachas, that's Machabi, and suddenly a cloud. Kamakam lay plug, and lay plug, and he still could call over the siyasa, and he could go ahead and make a bracha. So the child's like this. Let's say somebody had some type of hafsik in between. So now the question is, between the after wash hands, between the tila and some bracha, are you able to, what happens now? So Shlomo says it like this. It's poshut to him that if you're mafsik akakach, you can't make a bracha, because bracha b'lo maisa l'matzino. Yeah, there's no such thing as a bracha without a maisa. And over here, you made a hafsik, obviously maisa. Shem Yivarech. It's poshut that after, he says like this. It's poshut after you dry your hands, he wants to say that, let's be one to it. Which we'll discuss is, let's say you dry your hands, what happens over here? So which brings down that even if you nagi yadav, you can make a bracha. What's the reason why? Because
amitzi
calls my name to do amitzi. Mishpura says you can't make a bracha because he says it's telling the reasons. The reason from Chaber that you weren't ready beforehand. So the ma'isa calls my name. It wasn't nigmi. We have to go and make a bracha. So therefore he says that you have to go. You have to go and make a bracha. Even though the taz is machmer, even after nignav shuvli yavarech. You have to be very, very careful. And then, you have to be careful when that's something to say, Suidechim Kaidish. And Mashiach and Dava, Mulema, Antisamach and Nigel, for second, and Isaacan, and it's Absex. Good, sir. Mr. Moore's make up with the Evid after you dry your hands before you make a Maitzi. He says, even though the Taz is Machmer, but he says, Lemaitzi Gerat, he says that. With the Avid, you'll be able to make a bracha, but Abba Yishizar is there. Yishizar, you have to be very, very careful. Yeah, so now the so there's a tshuva discussing, let's say somebody adds some type of hefsek. When's the best time to do it? You have to wash before the nigav. If you have to nigav, we make a bracha. Hashem, let's say you had some type of hefsek over here. So is the hefsek going to go ahead and mess you up? So Hashem writes, if I give me a base, he says, if you have a hefsek between the tin and the nigav, he says, the chur will tell you why you have to have nigav. If it's the time, Thomas Mayan, like the Pesach says, if it's mine, then we take a revias, which you only nigav at all. So therefore, you know, you messed up. You're mafsek. If the ketam is als mias and chelik tans chamim, so he's saying that the ma'isa and echnami, if it's a chelik tans chamim, then echnami. So maybe you could go ahead and what's called again? You can go ahead and submit the bracha. So you might say a chiddush like this: that even though kabi overs the yason, it still calls ma'isa a mitzvah, but that's caused when you are mafsik, what's to say. But if you're mafsik and all you have left is nigav, that's not called you can make the bracha because you had a hafsik. That's what to say.
What's the chajbin?
What's say?
What's the chajbin?
He's saying, I guess, that even though Kabi Ever Siyasam says Kabi Siyasam because you're still Isik in the Tilsidayim, I'm still Isik in the nigav, but if I'm mafsik in between, it's going to be menatic you from the bracha, and therefore, being the Kuybe says the nigav is not ma'akev. That's why he wants to like plug. We say like plug, it's still called your. It's a chilek, the Tikkun Sacham or a chilek, so that's just called you, and it's still called like a sukkum basin as that type of thing. But he wants to say if you're mafsik, he wants to say that you can't go out and make a bracha, and that's what he wants to say. We got from Rabbi Asher. Yeah, the Rabbi Asher said, there's no chilek. I'm going to spread down on this one. The Rav Yashar, the Al Nagas, the Chilik of the Shevet Levi. That. That's Tumah Vimas. Now, the Joshua Stock brings down that a lot of people, they start washing their hands and they talk. And the Mafsik, he says that like, it'll be much better if they're the Mafsik. Mishnah brings down over and base gives us love. So Joseph Stock means that Mamoy is Gaxis, he's seen the Suda, even London, and there's a Mamsi between the Bracha at this time that I'm Makbid not to go ahead. And he says, be aside, he says they should be Yosem Nizar and Mapsik after the team with his diamond, because most people are very Makbid. But before the Bracha, then that is Makbid. He says that it's much more Chamer, you know, in between the Etz and Tila and Etz and Bracha, that's much more Chamer. He says, the mice, if you were Mapsik, he says you have to wash again. And you have to wash again with the Bracha.
Wow.
He says, after the Bracha, this time is here, but here you have to do it. So my stomach is a little bothered by it, doesn't understand. You know, you have to say between that some Bracha and then Tila. But he says, like, how do you wash your hands and make another bracha? My hands are tar. My hands are tar. So, like, what happened over here? So when they talked. So, not called brachas and matila. So, like, you know, what happened over here? You know, he's a little bothered by that. So he says that, he yells that if you talked after Natila, what you should do is you should, like, be with time your hands, like, scratch something, touch makam chusa, and go ahead and make another bracha. Thanks, this is a very important.
Huh? Couldn't be a bracha
It's like you say, I have to make a bracha no matter what. You know, he doesn't really understand this. Look upon him, you know, that's what you should do. Now, then he says a very, very important thing over here. That, what point do you stop talking and washing hands?
When do you stop talking?
Yeah. A lot of times, like, you're talking and washing hands. One hand. He says, you have to be, even between hands and hands, you have to be careful. The bracha, the chara is chal on both of them. And, you know, you're in the middle of the mitzvah already. You'd be mafsik on that. He says, the fact that she deserves a shochin is if I only wash one hand, he'll make a bracha. So if I wash one hand, I talk. So now, really, there's a hafsik in that. And the bracha has to be on both of them. So, therefore, he says that you have to be very, very careful. He's very motzim chasinus, that people talk in the middle of while they're washing. And from the tchilas natila to the bracha, about that, you have to be careful not to talk. I think it's a very common halacha which people don't know about. Yeah, they brought an interesting machlokes that are you allowed to dry your hands b'shas while you're making the bracha? So normally the lach is, you know, the basic anything we make in a bracha, it's not covered, it's not covered by a bracha. So they bring that from the Sama, from the Sama Chaim, Yosef Chaim. He says that over here, the drawing is a chilek of the mitzvah. Normally, the pshat is, I can't go ahead, like, wow, I'm making a bracha on something else, go do something else. Like, you're doing a shiatzer and you're drawing your hands. My kasha, you're doing something else, pshat is the bracha. But over here, where the drawing is a chilek of the mitzvah, they would say it's not a chisaron. They say it's not a chisaron, and that's it's not a chesaron, it's not going to be a problem. And for the Ben Ishchai says, you know, it's covered, maybe it's not so appropriate. But here in Lomdus, it's a whole different type of thing than any other situation.
Who says that's covered?
I mean, Ben Ishchai just says, I'll have a solution into it. The kind of solution will be, it's covered. It could be stamps. Fine. Now, yeah, it says you have to dry them very well before you eat, because I'm completely giving the item, it's kilach lachem tami. Lamai said that one does not apply if you have revias, obviously. Yeah, so Mr. Mogar brings down Mr. Tashpatz. You should not dry your hands on chalukai, what's the kosher shikha? They shouldn't dry hands on your chaluk, because that's going to be kashal shecha. And the pimgadim brings on the suffix is dafka chaluk, called begadim v'mashma. Suffix of the pimgadim is it dafka, chaluk, or begadim that's going to be kashal shecha, and therefore you shouldn't dry your hands. This is very negaya. A lot of people machmer like to dry their hands, and their hands are wet. Before the tila, they dry hands, they start like going like that. So we're going to see in the hemshek that the mishpiros don't have to do that. There's no problem with your hands being wet when you wash hands. The only problem is the problem of mayim and netilah. Mayim and netilah, that's what time. Stamz a mayim, which is wet, beforehand, there is no issue. So the people who are sitting there, like, drying their hands, so I think they forgot to Mr. Brewer, it's kosher shecha, you know? But, you know, you have to, you know, you're doing a chumrah and you're doing so much kosher shecha, you know. And, you know, befrat, we'll see, like, the people waiting online, you know, these guys, they're like, you know, like 80 people, you know, 80 people waiting online, you know, to mach, like, the, you know, a little push it and a little bar. I come on, let's get to some pretty much. The suffix is a chaluka or is it all begadim v'mashma? There's another suffix, all the place can be a chaluk. Is it dafka by
netilah? Well, but this water, even the machmirim that are doing it, that would have a din of netil of mayim of netilah sedayim? No.
Which one?
These chaver that are drying their hands before the netilah.
No, they're going to act the mishabra. They're going to be chazanesh. Chazanesh is machmir omayim. The Mishabruah says only mayim, which you wash your hands, you wash half hand, and you need a mayim and a tear, which is no good, then you have your hands. Sometimes your hands are wet beforehand from the cup from this, and the chal is not going to be a problem. We'll see in the Amshah. But upon him, there's also another suffix that Chaim Kanevsky was a supik. Is it dafka mayim of the tear sedayim of a suda, like you asked me before, or is it mayim all mayim? You know, just drying yourself on a baguette. Is going to be an ad. Being down that, what was Chaim Kanevsky's supik? We sent a shout out to Rabbi Yashiv, you know, in the Rabbi Yashiv days. We sent him shaylas, and David told Rabbi Yashiv said that, and not only mayim and atila, you don't do machmir on other, you know, you do not do machmir on other waters. Yeah. Rav Dov also said you have to be machmir. Well, I don't know if this is from Rabbi Yashiv or Rav Dov himself. I don't remember that. But yuk, that is, you have to be machmir for this. I mean, Purim is Mesopic, right? So you have to be machmir on the Safik. And you have to be machmir. That not to be nagevan. And you begot him. That's kasha shecha. Well, I think it's from Rabbi Yashiv, he said it. Fine, okay, let's move on to some questions. Yes. So, because the halachas have to do the tisan with the kli. So, all kelim kosher, even kli glalim, kli avanim, kli adama, the chiddush of these things are is that even though it's not considered kli, kli kabbal stoma, but over here, even certain things like kabbal d'mederais, and kabbal d'rabanim, things like kabbal at all, ayim mishnais kli barichas, but akapanim, over here, these are not considered. No, I'm enjoying a little bit of Gretel and Caleb now.
Good timing.
It takes a long time, but yeah. But anyhow, about Kapanim, over here, we're saying, even though it's not Kabbalah, some of you are safe from them, but it's a Kli Latis Adayim. And all Klis are not created equal. You know, there's a Kli Kapik, Nis Adayim, there's a Kli Kapik Muksa, there's a Kli Kapik Tom of Tyra. And we're saying, you know, there is no Kabbalah, so it's going to be a Kli. Now, tonight, the Kli Asimach Revius, that's the number one. Which are very big, the Machs, you know, the Machs are obvious. So Shaila comes up is what's going to be the halacha with a chad pami. You have a disposable plastic cup, and is that kosher to use a dime or not? So this, it's a difficult sugya to extend, because it's not echad, it's a shaila really, something which is disposable that we're seeing clear or not. So the rise is two mishnayis and mishnayis kelam. To get kiddush, just to get in the case of diamonds, and get three scalem. So without getting involved in all the riyas, I'm not really like looking for nice scalem, but I mean the poiskim. Where Moshe is a tshuva, been to get kiddush. He writes being kiddush on a plastic cup. He writes that he doesn't like you doing it. Why? He says because kiddush is in the middle of chashivas. This is like sort of level of chashivas. Therefore, he has a tzaddik, maybe not even yoitz, he's not sure. He needs some level of chashivas, and it's not because of kosher.
What's the pshat on what's done? Mitzvah?
Rings right, a kosher bracha that has to have sviyafa and nidr, and chashivas for kiddush. So that's only a vart in kiddush. You know, that's more of a local vart in kiddush. A kiddush is not. No, that's. But, you know, smash from waste that he had a problem with kiddush, but by the way, the only thing is a dayim, you only have it, you don't have it. Kli chashiv, you know, that would yes be considered. It could be yes be considered a kli.
You wouldn't hold up like doubling up.
I say
you wouldn't hold up like the doubling up cups or whatever.
So doubling up is just like people with two. That's either two times nothing or two times something. There's no mila of. There's no absolutely no mila.
So where did you come from?
I say. Yeah. Let's see. In days of Alavav, he has Yeshus topic is Klichapim is considered Kli Mitzvahsidayim. He says the Chera Kli is only L'shav not considered Kli. And if you need a Kli, the Chera shouldn't be good. It's being arrived from Rambam, Steichah the Rambam. Being arrived from Beis Adam Mavez, Steichet. Because he says maybe it's more like Rishonim. He says B'diavet Shem, it's a Kli Acher. You could be similar on Shemus V'Mater. But you should make a bracha. He says. That's his mascot. He's more right to say this. Nishkin Kli and Lobara, therefore, the Safik Brachas. And he once said we had a Lemaisa, you would do it without a Bracha. Mechitz Yitzchak and Shuv, I think it was Yud Chav Gimel, he goes more, that's not a Kli, you can't go ahead and use it. Besarecha, the Ben Moshe is a Shuv, an Alf Mem Tess.
What did Mechitz Yitzchak?
I think it was Yud Chav Gimel. The Ben Moshe is a Tshuva, he says, a Kli. We also have Yashu, which I mean, Yashu said, it's a Kli L'chol Davar. All Kedinei Torah, Hashem Kli. And it's basically Shere Shaz like this. Something which is can't be used more than one time, there's more of a time to say that's not a Kli. Something which you can use a lot of times, just we happen to be very rich, from the disposable generation. And you throw it out, that doesn't mean that it's considered ice Kli. That's really the Shaila in London. Now, my problem with the whole Sugya is, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, that Kavitvil's Kelim, the same Shaila. Disposable Kelim doesn't need it or not. So for some reason, you wonder what Minna Kleisel is. Most people are not titled like disposable pans. And they use the Kli for the Tuesday night. Now, if it's my man saying it's not a Kli, I'm throwing it out. If
so then how are they using it for Tuesday?
Yeah, that's a little bit of a problematic issue in that Haga. So you could say, well, maybe that's the rice, it's the Arbana. No, no. I'm not sure how much that helps you. Starts in Kli Sudadik. You know, it is a bissel schwer copy. That's an Haga of Kli Sot Papping, you know, copy. That's an. That's needed. So the way Moshe's Mahalach really works. Moshe's Mahalach when it comes to disposable pans, which anyhow I think there's a correct way of saying you should be knowing that something which can when the house like this, something which cannot stay around is just Kli. Something which can stay around, you decide to throw out because you're rich, that yes has a din of a Kli. Therefore, by disposable pans, if it's a type which can last, just like soft, you know, this is really disposable pans, right? You put it in, you make a piece of chicken and gravy, just can't use it again. Like, it gets weak and soggy, and you know, like the first week, and I brought it out, you know.
The American ones, you can use.
Like, whatever, you know. But the American ones are more, more shrewd. Therefore, also, when it comes to the dime, it's better if it's a Kli. It can be reused. The fact that you want to throw it out,
Well, chevra wash their hands until then with chad pami? Could be, I'm asking.
Anytime you're on a trip.
Okay.
Anytime you're on a trip, on a vacation, whatever I'm saying. Right, so Vyash told us the clue called over. But look at that, you know, that could be, you know, anyhow, I think by a couple of chairs can best you should do. Something which is reusable, you should be, if it's sacked or you use, you should, and if it's the weak ones, you shouldn't do it, then that, something's with that. Yeah, and yeah. Fine, so clearly it's to have a revius. The guy brings down that mass revius. If there's a hole, so what type of hole is going to make a difference? The chila shouldn't have any holes. But if it has a hole of a kinis mashka, two types of holes, mitzi mashka and kinis mashka. It's much easier to get things out than to get in. Any mashka with small hole, things will leak out, but they go in, it's a bigger hole. So over here, in order to be a problem, the issue is going to be if it's kinis mashka. What does that mean? You put something on a kli, things will come in. So then that's going to be bottled by Torah's kli, and you can't be not to me daim in that situation. So to mechaber, even if it's machzik, revius amamata, then it's not considered a kli. Then mechaber sebeis says that's only if you take it derech pevel amala, because whatever where the hole is on the bottom is not considered a kli. If you wash your hands from the etzem nekev, so then over there, that's not going to exceed the problem. And as the nekev makes that makim ois kli. And being that makim is ois kli, so therefore, if you wash on the other side, if you wash above it, then it doesn't have the same kli. But if you're washing it in the, if you wash on derech nekev, then it's going to be mesedim. Yeah, so Mishra brings down that Harbi Chalkim, the hole is at a Kli Cheres, which is Yuchat Vamashkin. It has a hole in the Kamashka, it's a Ksidish of a Kli, not like this. And you can't wash even Derech HaNekav. And the Raya, which the Rishon Brois says, is next to the Raya. And if he says a lot of Pesach Moshe Chalik on it. And Shartzian it brings down, Shartzian Zayin, I think it was. Smack. People must custom grammar's custom around Rajas over the king, much custom going, and he brings down the Harbe, which are Chilk and Smachaber, and they say that the Maisa, once it's kind of Smashka, is considered not a Kli, and he's more night to the Hachmak Kapi, more night to the Hachmak Kapi the Shail. This is Ainu Kli, Acher, you're similar to the Chabal Hachsha Derek and Neka. If you're no Kli, you can be Makal.
With a Bracha?
He says maybe that's okay because it's not always Kli, but Kli which comes always Kli, the Shartzian is not so happy. That's happy about. Fine. Now Mishra brings out Nistak is worse. Mishra brings out says that Nistak. You're off. Yeshua comes to Chazal Zayin. Nikav Nistak. Av Masav Yis. Smat the Nistak is going to be possible. Why is Nistak going to be possible? Because there's a difference between a hole. That's what you have. Zemash Yesh. That's the problem. Mashenke is something which has a. It's just cracked. So we're afraid that it's going to end up cracking bigger. And being it's going to end up cracking bigger, so therefore Nistak is still a Sada Kulei. And therefore, since it's going to end up being Sada Kulei, so therefore the whole thing is considered as Kulei. Shouldn't be in the Taz is Chalek, because the Nistak is a connective. Then lifts on the kaitzid and this is techatef. This is if no other kli, then you can make all like make like the task. So if you're not a chazan, that which is nistak is a problem. Which way is it a problem with nistak? It's only if it's going like down this way, because then it's going to go the whole thing. If it's going nistak around like whatever, so then just cut that off, you know, and still have a service on the bottom.
Dafka Shasi.
What?
Dafka Shasi.
When it's going that way, yeah. Yeah, so Sefkim brings on, Mechaber brings on a Kli, which is Masuk Revius when you're Somechit. And if you're not Somechit, it'll spill, it won't be Revius, it's not considered a Kli. Therefore, he says you have a Gufa, which is like a wobbly, so you can't leave the menu, unless it has a Revius, otherwise it's not considered a Kli. So I mean, this has a Chuba, I think you and your Dalit, that let's say you have a Kli, which is Revius, was wobbly. So like part of it like would like spill out, but you still have revius. So what's the halacha in that case? Sounds like a mechaber will be the halacha.
What's the shayla?
Like wobbly clean. And the water was splat. But it was still steravia.
Stomach should be good looking.
Yes, but the grass says but that water is no good.
Even what left it?
No, the tap water.
Oh, okay.
So the shayla makes his like writes that he has a very big problem. He has something clear, he's wobbly, and it'll fall out. So he says, so the first water is pasul to his day. So you wash your hands, and then it's been that water going in your hands. It's coming to me.
Why can't he just pour the tap water?
He could. Okay, if it's a question, do I have to wait to pouring it out? So hands come to me. Then you end up washing your hands again on top of it. So that's going to be time of the water, which is tummy. End up being like, you're not going to be yitzah. So he writes, he's like sort of masking to the shell. Thing was just wobbly, and then the water was, that water was spilling. The stomach's been having something like that, right? Sounds like something wrong over here, right? But he says, Enechlami, saying that, that would be an issue. My sister Dada discusses certain things like Chemes, Kvisha, and Shalar, and you have a second Kupa, something which like can't hold things up. So examples of that would be something like washing from a milk bag, right? You can wash from a milk bag. Another kli, right? You just take out the milk bag and fill it up. That's something which doesn't have any kin by itself, therefore that's not considered a kli. You always need something else to hold it.
Collapsible cup, let's say a collapsible, like
cardboard box, I mean, something like that. No, but it's also
it's
example.
Not like reusable. It's not like,
that what?
It's like it makes things that are like you could fold them up. They're like sturdy, but yeah, you whatever, like either snaps together or.
I'm not sure what this is.
You could fold it like this, so it takes up less space.
Oh, okay, fine. So what's the problem? But you make it back into clay. That's not a problem. Tell them I said we're not being considered a problem. Late. Who did a cardboard box is considered like a success thing, which is something means over who did a coverage to love it. If it can't be kind of the water, something which can't be called the water, water is gonna, which is gonna slip through, then it's not going to be a problem. So I guess the main thing we have to discuss over here is, like, what comes to these siphon is, can you use a faucet? Is that considered a clear or not? So Kayak Avra is probably not a problem. You just open it up. You can say it's some name. Some of that's considered a Kayak Avra. The question is, you have to have a clea. So the question is, if you get a clea, is it considered a clea or not? So basically comes out, it is a big record amongst... I switch to the other chazayin, maybe shasam chak. You could use it. They say because it could be the dud has a dinner with big, big kli. It's considered a kli. The pasuk dove is like a shemazam. Says I don't really have so much other side that lachera something which is mechubar doesn't get dinner with kli, and even something which was made adas to make a mechubar. The second about basu and second many places. Something which is made adas to make a mechubar that doesn't get a shame kli. And it's considered clay. So anytime you're washing from the faucet, everything's mechaber over there. Whether
how does that shim with the Ramon Sevzayin?
Ramon Sevzayin is talking about the which thing? And let them esav vanim like vanu kaiselam base kibble barza. I'm a clay tchila v'chiv makos and let them leidaim because over there, I think the havana over there is the pshat is that it was a shim clay, and then afterwards I decide to go ahead and. Some of the whole Matzias was made. This thing, I take a clear attached to the wall, right? The whole Matzias was made that it should be attached to the wall, and that's the then it doesn't get a shame clear.
Well, and the Ramah's talking that.
The two differences. Difference number one is that there's a machine where you have a full clear inside attached to the wall. I think something which is metal that's attached to the wall is worse. That's number one. Two is, could be over here also, and with the whole dud and everything, it itself, too, everything's attached, it can't be used. The dirt has holes in it, right? You have to. It's not like something which is pipes and things like that. So it never really, even in the same cliche, by, we're not pixelated. We're not pixelated clay, and therefore, kashrut that's something which might so would not be okay. One last halacha, sefeid. Huh?
Peter died.
Oh, he died. One last halacha, sefeid. It says a clay which originally was made that it can't stand with the smicha. And the way you use it, the smicha is considered a kli. And that's the whole metzias. It doesn't stand by itself, and that's how it's... Some things are broken kli. It's wobbly, it's just that. But that's how the kli is made. Then that makes it a kli. I think a ladle is an example of that, right? A ladle. It can't stand by itself. But that's the tzura, how you make the kli. The chura come out. That would be a good example of sefei.
Doesn't have to be able to stand by itself by the smicha? No, meaning the kli that's made to stand Ayde Smicha means even if the only Ayde Smicha is to human and